It's Monday, June 15th, and you're listening to the Uprise Daily. This is a grassroots effort from activists around the country to compile information about protests that have been happening in the wake of police murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Our work is by no means comprehensive, and it's all being done on a volunteer basis. With that said, here's what went down yesterday, Sunday, June 14th, 2020. In Minneapolis, in the afternoon, locals held a cookout at the memorial site where George Floyd was killed. Hours later, demonstrators gathered for a candlelit vigil at the site and held a moment of silence for 8 minutes and 46 seconds at the top of every hour. University of Minnesota students also rallied on campus, demanding the school defund its campus police force and give power to a community-controlled police board. Across town, demonstrators held a vigil in honor of transgender lives lost. A BIPOC Mother's March took place in the afternoon, organized by a local pastor. Mutual aid work continues across the city. In Chicago, locals are still holding daily marches, encampments, and rallies. On Sunday, demonstrators tagged the courthouse at Cook County Jail and statues of George Washington and Columbus with abolitionist graffiti. Protesters on the south side set up a tent city at the site of the future Obama Presidential Center, demanding affordable housing and a reallocated police budget instead. Elsewhere, a group called #CareNotCops occupied the University of Chicago Police Department headquarters for one night to call for the force to be abolished. Supporters outside created a temporary autonomous zone, using dumpsters and cars to barricade the block. They noted that the UCPD is the second largest private police force in the world, second only to the Vatican. Others held a large march and car caravan around Cook County Jail, where demonstrators burned two Blue Lives Matter flags and covered the courthouse in graffiti. At the demonstration, cops moved in and pulled a young black man out of his car, angering a nearby crowd. Huge reinforcements of riot cops came in and they managed to arrest the man. Local drag artists also marched in a local queer neighborhood demanding justice for survivors of police brutality in the LGBTQIA+ community. In St. Petersburg, hundreds marched during the daytime and evening, trailed by a car caravan stretching several blocks. Police were not present for the march. Organizers have not released demands, but said that defunding the St. Petersburg PD is a priority. In Atlanta, despite heavy rainfall, groups of protesters held a die-in in front of police headquarters, a musical protest at Piedmont Park, and a rally at the state capitol. Still, more gathered at the Wendy's restaurant where Rashad Brooks was killed by police and were attacked by riot cops with tear gas and pepper spray after dark. In Seattle, thousands gathered for a youth-led march against police brutality and systemic racism on Saturday. The route focused specifically on the historically black Central District neighborhood and the Seattle Youth Jail. Organizers were inspired by the 1963 Birmingham Children's Crusade. In other news, organizers of the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone have announced the name change to the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHOP. They said this better reflects the nature of the project because the zone is not really autonomous. In Wheeling, on June 12th, a group of mostly older protesters gathered in solidarity with the community and against police violence. In Cincinnati, over 1,000 demonstrators gathered in the suburbs of Marymount and a smaller group in the Clifton neighborhood as a part of ongoing protests. The city's budget hearing begins on June 15th. In NYC, tens of thousands of protesters rallied for black trans lives across Brooklyn. Hundreds of members of the city's Caribbean community rallied at Grand Army Plaza. In Harlem, roughly 1,000 people held an Afro-Latinx solidarity march to the People's Church, a historic organizing site for the Young Lords. In the South Bronx, protesters gathered outside the 40th Precinct to demand the resignation of NYC Police Commissioner Dermot Shea. In the afternoon, hundreds took to the streets in Ridgewood, Queens. Despite constant pressure from activists, Mayor Bill de Blasio said that he would reject the city council's recent proposal to cut the NYPD budget by $1 billion, or 17%. In Nashville, Governor Bill Lee ordered state troopers to remove autonomous zone protesters from Ida B. Wells Plaza at the Capitol so that it could be pressure washed. Protesters are now located on the sidewalk adjacent to the plaza and plan to remain there in order to avoid being arrested for trespassing. In downtown Nashville, activists threw a Defend Black Lives block party. In Pittsburgh, the Pennsylvania Poor People Campaign organized a car and bike caravan through the Hill District in downtown. Hundreds also gathered in the suburb of Murraysville. The police were present, no arrests or altercations were reported. In Albany, on Friday, youth organizers held another round of weekly teach-ins and led a march. On Saturday, several hundred gathered for a protest in nearby Cahaus, the largest in that city's history. And a group of 50 Little League players and coaches marched in Albany's South End to demand the police athletic leave relinquish control of their local Little League field. On Sunday, a local Buddhist nun led a Black Lives Matter peace walk through Troy, New York. In Los Angeles, over 30,000 marched in Hollywood on Sunday to say All Black Lives Matter, an effort to connect the LGBTQIA+ movement with Black Lives Matter. The region's 12th daily protest actions continued to take place, including protesting inhumane conditions in ICE detention centers in downtown LA, candlelit vigils for the lives lost in Silver Lake, skate protests in Venice Beach, and a protest against police brutality in Long Beach and Inglewood. Downtown LA continues to be the site of all-day protests with hundreds of people, street art, performance, and marching. In Portland, on the 17th consecutive day of protest, thousands marched through the more affluent neighborhoods of Portland. Before the march, slave owner was sprayed on the statue of Thomas Jefferson and pulled down by students. At the Justice Center downtown, the scene of nightly standoffs with and attacks from the police, the Portland Police Bureau declared an unlawful assembly much earlier than normal and dispersed 500 people from the park. For the first time, the National Guard was deployed, stationed around the park. Police continue to separate people into smaller groups and carry out snatch-and-grab arrests. That's the recap for Sunday, June 14th. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, stay safe and power to the people.